Today is the 7th of March, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book, which you can download. And if you'd like to download today's script, that's there as well. If you want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can simply follow all the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Lord and Maker of all things, I praise you for the life that stirs within me. I praise you for the bright and beautiful world into which I go. I praise you for earth and sky and sea, for scudding cloud and singing bird. I praise you for the work you've given us to do. I praise you for all that you've given us to fill our leisure hours. I praise you for our friends. I praise you for music and books and good company and all pure pleasures. A light that never fades. As the light of day streams through our windows and floods our rooms, let us open the windows of our heart to you, that all our lives might be filled by the radiance of your presence. Lord, let no corner of our being be unlit by the light of your face. Let there be nothing within us to darken the brightness of the day. And let the spirit of him, whose life was the light of all people, rule within our hearts. Amen. 2 Samuel 4, verse 4. Saul's son Jonathan had a son whose feet were crippled. He was 5 years old when the report about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel. The one who nursed him picked him up and fled, but as she was hurrying to flee, he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth. In today's chapter, we meet Mephibosheth for the first time. He is Jonathan's son. And after the death of Saul and Jonathan, his nurse picked him up in a panic, and in the process of panicking, drops him, and he is left with life-altering injuries to his feet. And Matthew Henry, in his commentary, isn't so kind to him when he describes him as unfit for either court or camp. I know several disabled people who would take really strong offense at Matthew's words. But why is Mephibosheth so important? I believe what we see when we think of Mephibosheth is some of the unintended consequences of war. How the innocents are affected, not necessarily by the actual conflict, but because of the actions of others. Something we see a lot of in the Ukraine and in Gaza. The military will callously refer to them as collateral damage. This is not a debate about the rights or wrongs of war, but we would all agree that children should be protected, and yet they're not. Children all over the world are injured, killed, sexually assaulted, forced into slavery, or forced to become child soldiers, of which there is roughly 250,000 child soldiers in the world, as a result of conflicts around the world. And I can't help but hear the anger in Jesus' voice when he says, it would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. Jesus cares, so should we. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel chapter 4.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings are taken from the Holman Christian Standard Bible this week, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 4. When Saul's son Ishbosheth heard that Abner had died in Hebron, his courage failed, and all of Israel was dismayed. Saul's son had two men who were leaders of raiding parties, one named Baana and the other Rechab, sons of Rimmon, the Beerothite of the Benjaminites. Beeroth is also considered part of Benjamin, and the Beerothites fled to Gittaim and still live there as foreigners to this day. Saul's son Jonathan had a son whose feet were crippled. He was 5 years old when the report about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel. The one who'd nursed him picked him up and fled, but as she was hurrying to flee, he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth. Rechab and Baana, the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, set off and arrived at Ishbosheth's house during the heat of the day, while the king was taking his midday nap. They entered the interior of the house as if to get wheat and stabbed him in the stomach. Then Rechab and his brother Baana escaped. They had entered the house while Ishbosheth was lying on his bed in his bedroom and stabbed him and killed him. Then they beheaded him, took his head, and travelled by way of the Arabah all night. They brought Ishbosheth's head to David at Hebron and said to the king, "Here is the head of Ishbosheth, son of Saul, your enemy who intended to take your life. Today the Lord has granted vengeance to my lord the king against Saul and his offspring." But David answered Rechab and his brother Baana, sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, "As the Lord lives, the one who has redeemed my life from every distress, when the person told me, 'Look, Saul is dead,' he thought he was a bearer of good news, but I seized him and put him to death at Ziklag. That was my reward to him for his news. How much more when wicked men kill a righteous man in his own house on his own bed? So now should I not require his blood from your hands and wipe you off the earth?" David gave orders to the young men, and they killed Rechab and Baana. They cut off their hands and feet and hung their bodies by the pool in Hebron. Then they took Ishbosheth's head and buried it in Abner's tomb in Hebron. We're going to have our next piece of music just to give us some time to think about some of those words that we've read today. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer books, is a prayer for the Bible study and the fellowship groups that we have in our churches. Let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you for the fellowship groups in our churches. where folks can gather in your name to worship you and learn more about how to follow you. Please help them, Lord, to continue growing in faith as they study your word with one another. Give each of them ears that want to hear wisdom from others who are present with them. Lord, grow their groups as they grow in faith, so that others may join them as they learn about you altogether. Lord, help them to be patient with one another. Help them to forgive each other when needed. Help them to restore relationships that all can see what true discipleship looks like. Father, guide their words and actions during their fellowship meetings so they can show others how much you love them. And Father, thank you for your great mercy and grace as we remember the blood of Jesus that washes away our sin and our shame. We pray this in his precious name. Amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.